boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I got a question. Did you ever have to play like the digital life version? You know, the game Life, right?
Yeah.
But the digital like game option in school?
Yeah. What was it like senior accounting or something in high school?
Wait, is that the class?
Yeah, it was like, like financial literacy or something. That was the class.
It was financial something.
Yeah.
And I think it did teach me some things. I also probably wasn't paying attention. But there are some things I wish it would have taught me a little bit more about. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish it would have taught me a whole lot more about insurance. I have it and I don't understand it.
Does anybody understand insurance?
Nope.
Besides the people that sell it?
No, I don't think so. But I had to call the insurance today because I got rid of my old, you know, that beat up car. We're getting rid of that car. And so we have a new car that I would like to put on my insurance plan. So I'm calling them and I'm asking them questions. I was like, I thought this was a legit question. I was like, hey, this might sound stupid, but if I let neighbor man borrow my car and he crashes it, does that cover it? And they were like, well, yeah, if you give him permission, it covers. I'm like, but he's not on the plan.
Right.
They're like, as long as you give him permission, that's all that matters. You have it insured. I'm like, I thought his name had to be, I thought your name had to be on the insurance.
It doesn't make sense to me. I think insurance to me is a lot like the cloud on your iPhone. Where is my insurance? What is it? What does it look like? Can I tell you this about my insurance? I called my eye doctor last week because I need more contacts. So I called to order
this. This is a whole new different type of insurance.
Eyeball insurance. My eyes are insured. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, okay, like it's going to be this amount of money. And do you want to use your insurance? Oh, looks like you already used it. And I was like, What did I use? I used my insurance. What was my insurance originally? When did I use that?
Did I tell you to use it? I'm confused.
She's like, oh, you already used it, so you're gonna have to pay. And I was like, is anything real?
That's where I also get confused, because I pay a copay, but then I still get a bill. What?
I don't know.
I paid $30. Why are you sending me a $200 bill now? I will never understand.
It doesn't make sense. I feel like life was a lot easier in that stupid computer game.
I was going to say life was a lot easier when your parents were paying for everything.
Well, that's true. Mom, Dad, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss your insurance.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Imagine you're in a job you hate.
Ah.
And you don't have to be the one to quit the job.
That would be awesome.
Right? Because if you've ever quit a job, it's freaking weird.
It's awkward. Okay? It's not you, it's me.
I don't care how old you are. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It's not you, it's me. But also, it's really you. You are the problem. And
you lie and you're like, I got a really great opportunity. But it's like, it's really because I hate it here.
Yeah, right.
Or this is my dream job, but it's really not. You just hated it there. You just come up with all these stupid excuses.
Stupid excuses after you probably sat on the decision for like 2 weeks because you're like, I don't know. I don't want to go into the boss's office. It just makes me sweat. Well, over in Japan, there's a new trend of companies who are helping people quit their jobs that they're unhappy at. So there's one service, for example, that's called Exit, which I like the name of. They oversee the resignations of over 10,000 people per year, and they offer half off for returning clients. So if they want to quit another job, they get to pay 50% less. So they're calling this like quitting agencies is kind of the fad of it all. So basically you pay the company and then their staff will call the place of employment. They will let them know that they're quitting. Any other details, like their last day, like, okay, they're going to give you their 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 1 week, whatever. And then any other like logistics, like, okay, they're going to return the laptop on this day. They're going to return the uniform on that day or the key or whatever it is. They take care of all the like really uncomfy stuff. And then you can finish off your 2 weeks and then be done with it.
Got so many questions here.
Okay.
Are they upfront at all? Like if, okay, let's say you're the company, right, okay, Taylor? And I hire you to quit.
Yeah.
Could I be like, I want you to tell my boss Joe he sucks?
Probably.
Would you, the company, call Joe and be like, Joe, she actually really thought you sucked? And you could do this better. Like, would you, did this company do that? God, that would make me happy.
I think so. I'm sure they keep it a level of professional. Yeah. They're probably not going to be like, screw you, Joe. But,
if they did, I still want to work for this company.
The whole reason for it is, especially overseas, you know, like the culture is a little bit different. Yeah. So a lot of people are shy when it comes to like asserting themselves to their boss. Or the boss will fight back and be like, no, you can't quit. So that's why these are rising in popularity. And I think they could come over here.
I could do this if it's not me. So this, I feel like I'd be so good.
You would quit for other people?
Yes. But see, I would start being nasty. Like, Joe, she never really liked you.
Maybe I would be. And then you would take it from 2 weeks to them getting fired, probably.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I thought I was being brave this weekend, and I was to an extent. I, all by myself, no friends, not knowing anybody, went to a dance class. Okay.
Which you've done dance before.
I have.
Many, many years.
It's been a long time, though, since I actually did, and I'm kind of a shy person, so like going to get coffee by myself is not like fun to me normally. No. I like to have a little buddy. But I talked myself into it. I was like, you know what? It'll be good for me. This is what my 20s are about, is doing things on my own. Dang it. So I talked myself into it after, lots of back and forth. Sitting in the parking lot, having a mental breakdown, texting my boyfriend like, I can't do it. I'm scared. Blah, blah, blah. I did it. I walked into the building and I'm like, okay, the hardest part's done.
Woo!
I made it in. Now it's easy. I know how to dance. This is going to be fun. It's supposed to be fun, right? Right? Until I made the stupidest mistake. I had never been to this studio before. And normally when you take a class, you like face the mirrors, right? To learn stuff.
Yeah.
This studio had mirrors on both sides of the wall, which I didn't really think about that we could be facing either way because there's so many mirrors in this place. So I like put my little shoes on and okay, I'm ready to take class. And I stand in what I thought was the back corner because, you know, I'm new here. I don't know anybody. I've never been here before.
You definitely don't want to be the dweeb in the front.
No, I'm not. I don't want to be a teacher's pet. I don't want to be like, a show off or anything like that. I just wanted to like be in the back of the class and enjoy myself and see like how it goes. I stood in the front on accident.
And it was too late to run to the back?
Well, at that point, there wasn't that many people there.
Yeah.
That I could not be super like, obvious.
Got to get a drink of water and then move to the back or, you know.
No, I could not have done that. So then we all stand up and the teacher starts talking and I'm like, okay, we're going to like turn around to the other way to start like dancing and stuff. And we just never did. And I was in the front corner and I was like, oh my God. I feel like such a dweeb.
And did she use you as an example?
Luckily, no.
Oh, good.
I, honest to God, was like on the literal corner of the floor, like barely touching it because I was like, please don't look at me and nobody call on me and nobody ask me to do anything because I didn't mean to be standing here right now. It's like going to the first day of class and sitting in the first row.
No, I know.
It's just embarrassing.
That's why you try to get there a little bit earlier. Yeah. My fear is for you that if you go back, That they have like this system that you don't know about, and then they're gonna switch it around. They're like, oh,
like a rotating direction of where they dance
because they want to make sure they use all the mirrors. I don't know, something stupid like that. Good luck.
I don't know if they can ever return.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm really excited about this dating horror story because, you know, it's like back to college time. And I don't think you really experienced college if you don't have your own dating horror story.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what this girl sent us today. She said, This guy from my university's football team asked for my Snapchat during move-in week. And after a few times of him asking...
It's always a Snapchat. I'm sorry, I had to.
Oh, trust and believe I eye-rolled.
Mm-hmm.
After a few times of him asking me to come over to his dorm, I decided to do it. We had a really nice conversation, and we seemed to connect over a couple of things like sports and other hobbies. He was really cute, and we were flirting back and forth pretty heavily. When he finally made a move and we started to kiss, he pulled away for a second to set the mood with some music.
Mm.
Suddenly, the song Rain Is a Good Thing by Luke Bryan burst out from his laptop speakers as he went back in to kiss me again. Like, I don't mind country music, but for a hookup. So we continued, and I was just trying to imagine getting hot and heavy with someone singing the lyrics, rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Yes, it is.
Oh my God.
All playing in the background. Eventually, I had to stop the entire ordeal when this came on.
Oh dear God. Not chicken fry.
Zach Brown's Chicken Fried began to play.
That really sets a mood.
I nicely asked if he could turn it off, but he refused. So I decided to leave, and I have not seen him since.
Something like that would happen to me. That would be probably like Hannah Montana. I have Hillary Duff on my playlist, so don't be shocked if you hear like 2000s Hillary Duff.
Like, let the rain fall down.
Yes! Oh, we're having a mood. Ew.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Boy, do I have some gorgeous news. This is the first window update of September. Okay.
Ooh,
and
wake me up when September.
Honestly,
why didn't we start it with that?
I'm not sure.
Let's redo it.
Anyways, but because it's September, I'm feeling very fall. And what I just noticed, ladies, listen up. The grass outside needs to be mowed.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
But the thing is, it's September.
I got a landlord for that.
We're about to start slowing down on the mowing, which means same goes for the legs.
Oh, yeah, we're not mowing. Dude, I didn't mow them this weekend, so yeah.
What I'm saying is our time is coming.
Yeah.
Jean weather or leggings or whatever you choose, sweatpants, full length, it's coming back, which means we are free.
Free
from
until about March 31st.
Yeah.
And maybe April 31st.
I don't want to think about that. I want to enjoy these next couple of months without thinking about razors and shaving cream.
You don't got to mow the lawn and we don't got to mow our legs.
We've
what a beautiful time.
We have arrived, everybody. Happy no shaving.
This is when the time in the year when we're finally happy.
Yeah, I'm glowing. Can't tell.
We want to know when or how... Sorry, how did you injure yourself on the job?
Because it happens. Mm-hmm. And it could be the smallest, silliest, just embarrassing trip or something really crazy that happened. We want to hear from you at 319-200-1029.
Yeah, luckily, it wasn't me this weekend.
You are pretty clumsy.
I do it often. But neighbor man burned himself bad. Literally burned himself bad on the job.
Oh, gosh.
So he works in a restaurant and he... normally like takes the food out to like the customers and stuff like that. So he's a server, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows better that when you go back to where they're cooking the food, that you always need to say where you're at, like behind, in front, because you never know. They have knives back there. Mm-hmm. They've got hot plates, all those things. He knows better. It's the one time he didn't say behind is where he got screwed. So he had two hot plates of food in his hand. He didn't say behind because he was behind somebody. They whacked and turned around and those plates went towards him and they spilled all the food on his hot food on his arm. So right now his left arm currently has second degree burns on him.
Ugh.
And he is blistered up. I showed you a picture. He's all red right now. The only part he's not is where his Apple Watch was.
So he's like really weird sunburn.
He's got a weird sunburn. So if you're wondering, your Apple Watch can one, go on the water, and two, apparently survive second degree burns. I don't know.
Question, did he eat the food afterwards?
You know, I would have licked it off my hands.
You can't serve it to the customer, obviously.
Yeah, right. But it's on your hand. You might as well lick it off. That's what I would have done.
I think it's the least you deserve after it scalds your skin.
I'll tell you this. It was also on his pants because he made me wash his pants.
Uh-huh.
Friday night. He's like, I got to wash my pants. It's all over my pants. And he didn't lick it off his pants. So if that tells you anything.
I am kind of glad to hear that, actually.
Doesn't matter if you hurt yourself minor or if it's major, you just hope to God nobody saw you at work when you do it.
Or they really saw you so you could get some time off.
Oh, you're right. How'd you injure yourself on the job? That's what we're asking today. Spill the tea at 319-200-1029.
Sherry, what happened to you?
Well, it was only about a second shelf of the warehouse level, and it was a keyboard 62 inches long, and I thought at about less than 100 pounds I could do this. So I pulled it off the shelf and down it went, and I thought that wasn't too bad. But the next day I reached up into my closet to get a shirt, and a rubber band just really snapped, and it had really torn my rotator cuff, and that hurt.
Oh my God.
Yep. So workman's comp, and now I'm only 10% disabled in the shoulder. But
that's insane.
Now I just can't hit people as hard.
Darn it.
Dang it.
That's a real loss.
Darn it, right.
I mean, hearing stories like that makes me realize how big of a weenie hut junior I am in the jobs that I've had, because I haven't really had to do like
too much
physical labor like that, like moving things, warehouse type jobs. So the only thing I can think of.
Oh, God. Is it a paper cut?
No. I have gotten those.
Oh, God.
I feel like this is so stupid I am. I worked at a cupcake.
She got frosting on her pants.
No, I probably did do that. When I worked at the cupcake shop, we had mini cookies. Okay.
Okay.
And to make the mini cookies, that we had like actual cupcake bakers that did like the real stuff in the back, but we up front, we would have like a little toaster oven to make the mini chocolate chip cookies.
Like the ones we had when we were kids?
Not an easy bake. A little more high tech than that. But we would have to do that ourselves as like front of house people. And I would steal mini cookies on the clock. And every time I never learned my lesson, I would burn my fingers on the mini oven, the mini cookie oven.
Well, that's what you get for stealing.
I know. I regret it to this day.
You ever have that moment where you injure yourself on the job and it's so dumb and it's so minor? You're like, God, I really hope they don't make me fill out paperwork because this is so stupid.
Well, it's bad enough to like walk into your boss's office with like your tail between your legs and be like, you won't believe what just happened.
Please don't make me fill out paperwork because HR is going to think I'm so stupid.
Oh, and then everybody hears about it and they're like, hey, how's your butt? Loser. It happens, though.
Taylor knows from experience.
Oh, no, I kept mine to myself.
We want to know, how did you injure yourself on the job? You could still tell us at 319-200-1029.
Trey, what happened to you?
It was my first week at a new job, and I thought I was dressed real nice, and it was those flowy type of pants, you know, that have kind of the wider leg stuff. And I was going down the flight of steps to, like, this main hallway at work, and three of my supervisors were standing in this landing area. My foot cut on my pant leg, and I nosedived head first down, like, five or six of the steps and landed right in front of them.
I guess the bright side is that she probably didn't have to tell them it happened.
Because they saw it.
And could have filled out the report themselves. Liz, how did you hurt yourself on the job?
So I was about 4 months pregnant while I was at work in a factory. My shoelaces got stuck together in the loops of my boots, and I tripped over my own feet, and I fell on my butt right there on the concrete floor. And unfortunately, yes, it is on camera.
Oh, no!
Yes. I was able to go back and look at it on camera, and somebody, one of my coworkers, was like, "Dude, you okay?" And I was like, "You know, I think I'm okay. My ego's a little bit bruised. I got a bruise on my butt cheek, but I think I'm okay."
I am the coworker that would be rewinding the tapes.
My fear is that they would use that as those like hiring videos of, "This is why you make sure that your shoes are tied at all times.
And buy the non-slip shoes, dummy." You'll end up like
that
this.
That would be my fear.
Mm-hmm. Angie, what happened to you?
So I went into work with my lunch, and inside my lunch was a can of Dr. Pepper. And when I pulled my lunch out of the car, somehow it got stuck on something. And when I yanked it, the Dr. Pepper flew up and hit me in the lip. And it was so hard and it hurt so much that I ended up being woozy, almost like being punched out by my Dr. Pepper. And I had to go home after like an hour.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was insane. Like, who gets knocked out by their Dr. Pepper?
I'm just wondering how that conversation went with your boss. Like, let me explain. The Dr. Pepper did it.
Yes. The Dr. Pepper is evil, right?
Oh my gosh.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Yeah, you can get real excited about your health benefits and all that stuff that comes with whatever job you work.
Mm-hmm.
But what about some benefits for your love life? Ugh.
Respectfully, stay out of it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you can have your family members hop on your benefits through your work.
Yeah.
But you never really think about, like, you know what? They don't really do anything to help your family grow, I guess.
Yeah.
Or finding a partner. So this is something that's happening not here, over in Thailand, actually. There's a company who is trying this out. I guess we'll see if it takes off, if it makes its way over to the States. But there is a marketing agency over in Thailand who announced that they will be giving employees paid Tinder leave.
Where was this when I needed it?
Paid Tinder leave.
I take what I said back. Go on.
This is kind of cool. Okay, so it's they're encouraging people to explore dating options on the app. So instead of taking normal PTO or faking sick day or whatever, you can get paid to go on dates. And they're doing this to like boost the well-being and the overall mood of the office. Because obviously, you know, the more you have fun outside of work, the better mood you're going to come into work.
Mm.
And it all actually started because there was one staff member who was like, "God, it's really hard to meet people because
I work all day.
Mm-hmm. You're tired after work. You just want to go home. When am I supposed to go on dates?"
Or like you and I, when we work late, it's like hard to date, you know?
Right.
When you work till 7, it's like, how am I supposed to go on a date?
Exactly. So they took this and they're running with it. They're also paying for 6 months of Tinder Gold or Tinder Platinum subscriptions.
Oh.
So they have better swiping abilities and stuff like that. It's pretty cool if you think about it.
This just is not where I thought you were going to go with it.
What did you think?
When you said Tinder leave, I thought maybe it was going to be the opposite. If you had a bad day, you can have a day off. Because honestly, I had so many bad times on Tinder. That's why I didn't do it.
Oh.
That's why this time when I was single, I did Hinge and I did Bumble because Tinder's awful. So I'm like, can we also have Tinder bad time? Like,
it's like bereavement.
That.
The death of your date.
We need that. Sometimes you just got to say it knowing that somebody might want to slap you. And that is, I think I have the cutest dog ever.
You and everybody else.
There's somebody out there who's like, "No, I do. And I'm going to slap you."
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think I might have the cutest dog ever because our dog Evie has done this new thing all of a sudden. And it's the most adorable thing ever. So she likes to sit. We have like this bench where it's like right in front of our giant windows in our bedroom,
mm-hmm.
which faces a pretty heavy trafficked road. Like it's got a lot of traffic. What? I worded that
heavy
weird.
Heavy trafficked.
I worded that very weird. I know. Okay. It's got a lot of traffic and she likes to watch the traffic. She likes to peek her head out the window. And I think she likes to sometimes, I swear to God, wave to them, but I'm
well,
making that
now
up.
You're getting crazy.
I know I am. And now what she's been doing is she likes to bring a toy to the window, and I swear to God, she's showing the drivers who are going past the window her toy.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing this every single night, and it's like in the middle of the night, and it's during the day, and she'll be like, "Hey, drivers, look at my new toy."
Mm-hmm.
And then, and like an hour later, she's like, "You like this one? What about this toy?" And then she'll like show them a new toy, and there'll be by the window at least 10 toys by the next day.
Okay, I love when this happens. Like, when it's so nice when you walk into the house and they bring you one of their toys, because it's like, oh my gosh, you're bringing me what you think is a gift. I hate to break it to you, though.
What?
I feel like I know you got some raccoons in your vicinity.
The raccoons are in the back, but go on.
You don't know. She could be bragging to the neighborhood raccoons about her toys. Like, look what I got in here.
She did. You know what? Maybe you're right, because she did bark the other night.
I'm saying she's bragging to somebody.
In the middle of the night when she was looking out the window, and I'm like, what do you see? So I had to hop on the security cameras. I'm like, what do you see that I don't know about? There was nothing. But that doesn't mean the raccoon didn't run away.
That or a deer or, I don't know, some other creature of the night. Well, she's bragging.
What do you think that, is that a problem? Like, the raccoon's going to be like, well, now I want to live there? He's going to try to sneak in.
I'm just saying, like, close your doors quickly after you come inside. Destiny, I know you're feeling like a proud pet parent because your dog is being adorable over the weekend, looking out the window, taking up toys to it. And normally I'd be like, oh, me too. My cats are so cute. Wrong. Wrong. My boy cat is literally a feral wild animal, and I have had enough of him, honestly. So he has this new habit, which I guess in theory is kind of a good thing, but really it just is gross, okay? And that is that he has been playing with bugs, okay?
Ew.
So at our new place.
I hope he's eating them.
Well, at our new place.
I hope he doesn't bring you, hey, mommy, I brought you a spider.
No, luckily, not that. I just keep catching him doing it. So our new place is like, there's cornfields. There's a lot of like undeveloped land. So there's just a lot of bugs in general out on our back porch, in our garage. And occasionally they get in, which, you know, I hate. And downstairs especially. So I came down. What was it? Probably Saturday. And my boyfriend had been in and out of the sliding glass door. And I come down later in the night. And what is Romeo doing but standing up on the couch with his paws on the wall, batting at a huge bug. But he couldn't reach it. So I guess the good part of it was I could tell my boyfriend, hey, there's a bug down here. Can you come get it? Next day, sitting on the couch, enjoying my coffee. And I hear him like, running around being a freak. He's chasing a bug. He's picking it up and spitting it out on the ground.
Ew.
I'm like, okay, if you're going to do that, at least like
swallow it.
Finish the job, man. You're grossing me out. And then horrible, horrible day yesterday. I was taking laundry downstairs and I see him again like in hunter mode.
Oh,
he's
God.
Playing and I'm like, okay, there's no toy over there. What is he doing? There's a grasshopper in my basement and he's pouncing at it, and the grasshopper is really fun for him because the grasshopper also pounces and bounces around. But he kept chasing it around so that by the time my boyfriend came downstairs, he couldn't find the grasshopper until I came downstairs again and saw him hopping around. So it's like, it's nice because he's letting us know that there's bugs in the house.
But he's not finishing
the
job.
He's not taking care of anything for us. In fact, he's just making it worse and making the bugs go crazy and run around.
The sucky part is I don't know how you can teach an animal like that to eat it.
I don't really want him eating bugs, though. At least, like, he's got pale paws. Squash it.
Oh, no. I don't want you to squash it because then I got to clean it up. No, eat it. Finish the job.
I'm going to train him to get up on the counter, grab a paper towel, and then to then squash the
and bug. Then put it in the trash.
Exactly.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.